In October 2022, I reported that authorities in India discovered nearly 200 kilograms of methamphetamine and 9 kilograms of cocaine when intercepting a truck after it left a cold storage facility in Vashi, a city in Navi Mumbai. The truck was transporting containers of oranges that were imported from South Africa. It was among these that the drugs were found. This narco consignment was worth big money, roughly 3.2 billion rand. A few days after the October 2022 interception, officers from India's Directorate of Revenue Intelligence uncovered additional drugs while acting on further intelligence. This led to authorities intercepting a refrigerated shipping container carrying pallets of pears and green apples imported from South Africa. Over 2 days, on the 6th and the 7th of October 2022, the container was opened and its cartons systematically unpacked. During the inspection, officials discovered 50 bricks of what was later confirmed to be cocaine, with an estimated street value of about 1.1 billion rand. Around the same time, a fruit import and export businessman, Vijan Varghese, was arrested in India and subsequently applied for release from custody. In January and again in March 2025, India's High Court issued orders granting him bail. The state challenged those decisions, and in November 2025, the Supreme Court of India ruled that the High Court must reconsider its findings. This means Varghese, who maintains his innocence, may once again find himself back behind bars in India, as a court is yet to convict or clear him. Hi, I'm Karen Dolly, and I'm an author and journalist at Daily Maverick. I've been in contact with Varghese, and in a message to me in December 2025, he said he's struggling, saying the case against him is basically the suppression of truth. The November 2025 Supreme Court judgment, which called for a reassessment of his bail, also identified a second individual, a fruit exporter based in South Africa, as having worked with Varghese. The fruit exporter, Mansoor Thachaparamban, was born in India and holds South African citizenship. He is based in Gauteng, and in a typed statement dated May 2023 that I've seen, he denied any knowledge that drugs were included in the fruit exports. Thachaparamban said another individual was involved in the shipments. I tried to contact this person but was unable to, so for the purposes of this video, I'll refer to him as Mr. X. In his statement, Thachaparamban explained that he sometimes used Mr. X as an agent to source fruit and ensure it was properly loaded into containers for export. He said that in 2022, he had planned to export 60 pallets of oranges and pears to Varghese, but that Mr. X asked if he could add 4 pallets of oranges to the consignment. Thachaparamban agreed, reducing his own shipment by 4 pallets to make room for Mr. X's. He said he later learned that authorities had searched the fruit exported to India and they discovered cocaine, allegedly in the pallets of oranges that Mr. X had added. Thachaparamban claimed that a second drug consignment was also found in pallets introduced to a container by Mr. X, without his knowledge. He alleged that Mr. X told him big politicians and police in India were involved with those behind the trafficking. This contradicts a claim Mr. X apparently made that he was unaware the fruit consignment contained drugs. Thachaparamban has also said that he was told the case would eventually be dismissed in South Africa, which now kind of seems to be true. So, what actually happened in South Africa, the country from which billions of rands worth of drugs were shipped? In 2022, the same year the consignments were intercepted in India, I reached out to the South African Police Service. They confirmed that they were assisting their Indian counterparts with the investigation. From what I've ascertained while looking into this case, there were apparently 3 investigations on this side. However, limited cooperation from India, among other challenges, may have hindered progress in South Africa. In late 2025, when I asked South Africa's National Police spokesperson what had since happened with the case, I didn't get a response. Thachaparamban, for his part, says Mr. X acted fraudulently and filed a criminal complaint with the Gauteng police. Based on the reference number provided to me, the police confirmed they opened a fraud case, but closed it as undetected, meaning more evidence is needed for it to progress. Basically, the investigation hasn't yet uncovered enough to identify a suspect in this fraud case. Thachaparamban hopes police will still conduct an overall, thorough investigation into the drugs. Now, it's really interesting that other narco fruit consignments left this country in late 2022. The month after the drugs from South Africa were found in India, 49 kilograms of cocaine concealed in a container of oranges from this country was intercepted at the UK's port of Felixstowe in November that year. It resulted in Anand Tripathi, who ran an export and import company, and Varun Bharadwaj, who worked with him, being sentenced to jail in the UK. It's not clear what happened with the South African part of this investigation. Sources have told me that the UK interception may be linked to the narco consignment that landed in India from South Africa, and that the cases may tie to Kenya, which is a narco conduit of NIPT, and a story for another day. As for the 4.3 billion rand drugs, well, it's still not clear who's behind it. And so far, only one person, Vagizi, is facing prosecution over a crime that clearly involves a chain of individuals in different countries. Attention of law enforcers in South Africa has been on an unprecedented scandal involving accusations that a drug cartel known as the Big Five has infiltrated the country's criminal justice system, politics, and private security. In this broader arena, there are suspicions that police officers are paid bribes to manipulate, expedite, or quash investigations. Let's hope none of this type of skullduggery applies to what happened with the narco crude consignments exported to India in 2022. If there are any major developments in this case, we'll keep you posted. If you appreciate this work, support our journalism by becoming a Maverick Insider. You'll find details in the caption below.